God-given access to receive messages of clarity, guidance, and love. As channeler, psychotherapist, and author, Noemi Grace has an intimate dialogue with the divine on your behalf. Lisa Berry, creator of the show Light on Living, will be co-hosting as live callers ask their burning question on self-love, self-healing, deepening relationships, areas of struggle, and next steps. By simply listening in, you're receiving wisdom that will lead to sacred stability from every channeled message that Noemi delivers. Join us now as we give you access to angels and grace.
Happy Monday, everyone. Hello, Noemi.
Hello, Lisa. And yes, hello, and hello to our viewers, and happy Thanksgiving week for those in the U.S.
Yes, that's right. This is a big week for you guys as you gear up, and it's smack dab, well, not the middle, but right now. It's not like a weekend thing. It's right there in the week saying hi.
It's, it gives us a long weekend, so that's a nice thing. I mean, I think people's celebrations might be a little different this year, but it's for me, Thanksgiving is about gratitude, so that we can always be grateful.
Yes, absolutely. And today, as we continue, I don't even want to say that we're continuing the series. It feels like it's just like such a bigger thing, but living beyond wounds. And today we are talking about systems and how it can be integrated, like wounds itself, hurts, forgiveness, gratitude. I love all these things. They don't just have to be in one local spot. They're not localized. They can branch out and become a system. And it's funny, when I was listening to our intro there, and you know how I love when it says sacred stability.
And I thought, I know you love that.
And I thought, ooh, sacred stability within the systems. And so
Well, I think people shoot for stability, which means that the wound doesn't get triggered, and yes, you can go through life without having to be kind of reactive and feeling the pain of the wound. But, you know, so we're talking about when the wound becomes chronic and therefore systemic. So it's in your emotions, it's in your mind, it's in your soul. It shows up in how you interact with other people. It shows up in the choices you make, and the choices you don't make. It winds up sometimes being an organizing factor in people's lives if it's a really deep wound and it's been there for forever. Then, you know, you organize yourself around not tripping up and having that wound triggered. So you try to put in protective factors to keep you.
Yes. And what you just said reminds me of people who they have a trauma, and then it becomes a fear, like, ooh, or protection. And then it can become a phobia, which I didn't think about that till now. And then it becomes, from that phobia, it really, like you say, we wrap our lives up around it, how to avoid it, what to make sure it doesn't happen, what if it does. And it becomes an entire lifestyle. Like it's more through your life.
Yeah. So it becomes, the things we want to avoid in life become organizing principles, you know. So when we want to avoid, you know, rejection or humiliation, or we will not put ourselves somewhere where we might get humiliated or rejected. So we'll keep ourselves smaller. You know, so the things that I read this book by Lynn Andrews. She studied with shamans in northern Manitoba. And she said, one of the shamans said that the things that we resist in life are the things that control our lives. And I thought, wow, that's really true, because we're organizing around it. We're making sure that don't go there. Keep the walls up. Put walls up. Don't let people see. Don't let yourself feel it. And so the wounds then, they do kind of spread into our lives, you know, when it is something that's been deep and reopened and re-triggered over and over again. And it becomes, you know, harder to move beyond it when it's become, as you chose the word, Lisa, systemic, where it really is that organizing principle. That's how I see it, of our lives. And the wound itself impacts our body even, you know. You know, if we're fearful that we might get triggered now, there's you know, there could be stress symptoms in the body, and so gastric symptoms, all kinds of things. So the wound is really something that we've been living with, and we want to make peace with it, but we also want to heal it. You know, so, you know, I found this thing in my inbox today from Gabby Bernstein. And
yes, you did.
It was about her Thanksgiving free practices. And one of them, the third one, was say nice things to yourself. You're the only one listening. And she said, this is a practice of self-compassion. I practice this with loving self-talk. I say something like, here's your wound again. You're uncomfortable in this. It's all good. It's just presenting it to yourself to you one more time so you can get closer to healing. And she says when she does this, her inner wisdom, her highest self, come forward and compassionately guide her back to self-love. And I thought that is so beautiful, you know, to have that self-compassion, to have that compassion for the fact that it's a wound, it's showing up again, and it's just a wound. That's all it is.
Yes.
And it's not this, it's a wound, you know, it's a wound. And we don't want it to be larger than life, you know.
Yes. And, you know, and I like that we mentioned about controlling the life around it and how she said, it was reminding me about how we don't want to just make a truce with a wound. We're not trying to negotiate a comfortable position. We do want to heal it. And you reminded me of the story. It sounds so light and fluffy, but it was really quite traumatizing. I'm going to share it quickly. As I love themes, and you know I love cats. And I was invited to my best friend's Christmas party. And so it's a Christmas party. So I'm not one to wear socks and everything, but I thought, gosh, you know what? She's not going to let me go barefoot here. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to get on some really festive cat Christmas socks. How fun is this going to be, right? And so I wore my, like, felt a little dressed up and fun and a little goofy, and I was being more, you know, festive. And I showed up, and all the women there were looking, like they were going to go to a nightclub. There was pantyhose and heels and this, and I didn't want to take my shoes off. I got my Christmas cat socks on. But I actually felt like humiliated, embarrassed. And I remember running up to my friend's bedroom bathroom upstairs and just locking the door going, I've got to ask her for some different, like, I'm freaking out thinking, oh my gosh, what was I thinking? And I felt so ashamed and embarrassed. And ever since then, it took me, I now wear the Christmas socks, but it took me probably 10 years. I gave all the Christmas and fun socks away. I wasn't going to be embarrassed that way again. I wasn't going to feel goofy, but I really, like you said, I changed my wardrobe and what really brought me joy because of this wound. And it wasn't about making a truce, because that was my truce I made with it. Oh, don't wear those socks anymore. Well, that's not the way to do it. The way was to really embrace and going, you didn't need to be sexy that night. You were being fun and happy, and who cares? You know? And so.
Well, yeah. But, even, you know, that's a light example, but it shows how the wound becomes this organizing principle, how now you change your wardrobe because you were humiliated because you showed up completely underdressed, and maybe nobody even said anything to you, but you felt ashamed. And so,
yes.
You know, and then think about abuse, think about traumatic breakup, think about the loss of the person you love most in your life, and think about the big things and how do we go beyond that? How do we move beyond that? Not by constructing all these protective mechanisms, but by healing.
Yes, perfectly said. I love that. And with that, shall we have you do your reading?
I think so. I think that would be
perfect.
Yes. So I'm just going to take a swig of water.
Nope.
I don't know how that sounds live, but anyway.
We just know that you're having a swig of water.
Yes. So, okay, and this is called The Beginning of Freedom from the Wound. Mm-hmm. Chronic wounds cause you to lose yourself. To free yourself from the wound, you must find yourself. To find yourself, you must remember who you are. Repeating this simple mantra, I remember who I am, over time helps you to find yourself because it taps into this truth that you do know who you are. And you all do know who you are, but you have forgotten who you are. Just like you may forget something you once remembered, like how to get to a friend's house or how to do eighth grade math or how to ride a bicycle. With all of these, once your memory is refreshed, then you once again know what you once knew. The same is true with the truth about yourself. You do know who you are and who you are not, but you have forgotten. The pain of the wounds and your identification with the story of your woundedness caused you to forget. Yet you once knew and you can know again. To know again is to remember. Once you remember who you truly are, it puts all your wounds into perspective. Your wounds no longer identify you, and you are no longer attached to them. You're no longer a person who survived the wound. Excuse me, I'm getting twisted in my headset here, so sorry. You are no longer a person who survived the wound, whether it be a breakup, a humiliation, being spoken to harshly, or being abused. Remember who you are. This will shine a light, a different light, and put things, a new perspective on things, on everything, and especially how you see yourself. When you see both yourself and the wounds that you have acquired in this light, you will be able to free yourself. And the wounds will no longer have power over you. But now the wounds have power over you because you have seen yourself as a prisoner of them. Yet you are not their prisoner. You are their liberator. Learn to see yourself as the one who has power to free you from your wounds. Yes, you may need help to extricate yourself from some wounds which have you bound and tied up in knots. And there is no shame in this, only freedom. The beginning of freedom lies within you in the truth of who you are. Begin within. Find your freedom there. Then look outside you to find support. We are always nearby, and earthly help is much closer than you may think or realize. All of you deserve to be free of your wounds. Start within by remembering, rediscovering, and living the truth of who you are. Ask for our help and the help of others around you who are free and can help you. Herein lies the beginning of freedom from the wound. In great love, we are complete. Namaste.
I just want to share with people that what you're reading, what Noemi is reading, everyone, is something that she's already channeled and then has had the time to handwrite that out. And though we do their, you know, Noemi, you do your own live reading and channeling here during the show, we always come with one that you've already been able to, you know, find these feelings around which topic we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. So I sit with what's the wound and the and the idea of the wound and the story of the wound, and I sit with the divine and see what shows up. And this will be, it will either be in my next book, which is A Divine Message for These Times, or perhaps Lisa and I might write a book about freedom from living beyond wounds. So it will be in a future book. So.
Yes. So this is a great time to invite people. If you do have questions that you would love, and as this living beyond the wound has actually evolved, and it's become such an amazing thing. If you have had some stories, if you want to share your stories of that you've been progressing and living beyond the wound, we would love to hear that. That would be just beautiful, wonderful to see how any of these episodes have helped you. And I love that you share in there about liberating the wound, liberating yourself
from the wound. I love that piece. Oh, I love that piece. It says, let me find it again. So you are not their prisoner. Speaking of the wounds, you are not their prisoner. You are their liberator.
Yes.
We're the liberator of the wounds. Yay.
Yes. And if you imagine Bot saying, wait a second here. I'm not the prisoner. Hold on here. Let's turn this around. I can not just turn the gun on you. It's I get to turn and offer you freedom. I get to offer the wound, the healing, and the freedom. Not to turn around and like, oh, gotcha. You know, you thought you had me. It's with such love.
That's so true. And
Because you have to beat it. A lot of times we feel like, I've got to beat this cancer. I've got to beat this depression. I've got to beat this. It's not about beating it. It's about liberating.
No. It really isn't about that. And it is about healing. It's always about healing. And I think I mentioned to you when I had, after I was holding space with a bunch of people for bringing light to the election for, like I did this for every night for 3 months, I was completely wiped out, even though it was the energy was so amazing. But then I got this cold, and I used to say, I'm fighting a cold. And then one day somebody said to me that they were nursing a cold. I thought, nursing a cold? Oh, because to me, a cold becomes like a wound. I want to attack it. I want to get it.
Yes, so, get it.
So it's nursing that. So it's that, you know, think about nursing, how gentle that is, how compassionate that is. And that is the attitude to adopt for the wound.
That is brilliant. I love that.
Yes, I love that.
More gentle.
Yes.
I used to have a room in one of my houses that I lived in. I called it the convalescent room, and where whenever a kitty cat was injured or harmed, that was in well, people too, but it was always had a nice name like that, the convalescent room. So I know we're sneaking away to commercials right now, but when we come back, living beyond the wound, especially if it's gone into this chronic state, we are going to learn, I think even more so, how to liberate the wound.
And I have a story from my life, too.
Ooh, so. I love stories. Okay, everybody, come on back to Access to Angels and Grace. After the break.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization. Their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
The universe is eager to help you and give you clarity. You only need to be willing to ask your burning question and listen to the answer Source wants you to have. As a channeler of divine messages, I take your questions directly to the divine and hear what Source is longing to tell you. I'm Noemi Grace, and my co-host Lisa Berry and I welcome you to join us as a listener or caller on Access to Angels and Grace, 2 Wednesdays a month. Call in, ask your most burning questions, hear the divine's exact words giving you guidance and clarity. Access to Angels and Grace, where messages of joy await you.
Hi, this is David Strickle. I'm excited to share my brand new show, The Stream of David Live, right here on Om Times Radio. Each week, I'll have exciting guests, and I'll channel the eternal wisdom of the stream, a group of non-physical entities whose teachings have transformed lives all over the world. So join us for an uplifting hour each Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern. That's The Stream of David Live right here on Om Times Radio.
These are the sounds of a dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
Ooh. Well, we're back here to Access to Angels and Grace, and we serve... certainly are having acts being beyond the wounds. Well, not the wounds, but living beyond wounds. And a word came up for me, actually, during this little commercial break. And the word was perpetuate.
And yes.
Yeah. And
that's a good one.
Yes. And that's super identifying. Like, the more we identify and it becomes more chronic, we are I don't even know is it that we're not perpetuating the wound, but we are perpetuating the beliefs around it, or
the system, right? The system that we've constructed around the wound, and the system that the wound has constructed too, you know, so we're perpetuating that whole thing. Certain behaviors, you know, certain choices, certain things we say, certain things we do, certain people we have in our lives and certain people we don't, you know, we're perpetuating that system, the wound system.
The wound system.
Ooh. There you go. Oh, so, so, you know, I have, you know, a story about how I had this wound system going, and I'm still working with it. Oh. So this was a wound. I grew up in a family where my father I love my family. So let's start with that. They are all loving, kind people. And my father was a bank officer in a bank, but he was on the weekends and on the weeknights, he was a minister. And so he was preaching all the time and prayer meetings and all of the stuff. And so this was like a lifestyle of church all the time. I didn't want my friends that I knew outside of school, in the neighborhood or in school or, you know, in the neighborhood outside of church to know that I was going to church all the time. So I kind of hid that part of me. And so I started hiding different parts of my life, depending on who I was. And I got really good at who I was with, and I got really good at compartmentalizing. And so I had my personality at school. And two personalities at school, whether I was in the class because I was a straight A student, I had my straight A personality. But when I hung out with the friends that weren't straight A, but they were really fun, then I had my fun personality, and I had my church people personality and the neighborhood and with friends, I had my personality. So I kind of started, I compartmentalized myself and I became a different person, you know, depending on where I was, because somebody once said that it was weird that we went to church all the time. And so I don't even know who that somebody was, some kid that I don't even know their name. And so I started to show different sides of myself, and I started to hide myself. And eventually I just got comfortable with this kind of slice of Noemi, and I would share that slice across the board mostly. But there's so much of me that I wasn't sharing. And because I felt like I could never fit in. I was different, you know? And even when I stopped going to church all the time, I still started to do that. And when I wrote my first book, An Intimate Dialogue with God, I didn't write about myself. I wrote the channeled messages and I left it with that and had people read it. And they're like, where are you in this book? Why don't you say anything about yourself? And I'm like, no. I don't need to say anything about myself. I'm speaking to the divine. People don't care about me. They care about the divine. and I had several people that read it, and they were like, you need to put yourself in there. So then that was the starting of pulling myself out of that hiding place of hiding myself, that wound, that systemic wound that basically I had compartmentalized my life. And it was, I mean, I was already working on uncompartmentalizing my life, but to show up fully as who I am is been a journey for me. And I still realize that even still, after I published this book, I still wind up hiding myself. And it I have to remind myself, show up. Now I'm not hiding, but in a lot of settings with new people, I want to hide. And so I need to show up. And my husband has, he said, be Noemi Grace, because Grace is a name that was given to me by the divine as a last name. So he says, be Noemi Grace. Yeah. And that changes me. Then I know, I drop into my heart. So,
that's so
it, it, yeah, I, it really, that wound from some kid that I don't even know who it is that told me I was strange, and has really caused me to make lots of systems and, you know, protective mechanisms. Don't let people see everything because they're going to think you're strange, and you're not going to fit in. So it really is something so small, like a comment from somebody, could become a big wound. And then think about, what if you really did have a big trauma? How huge that is in the system that's organized around it.
Well, you really, thank you so much for sharing that. I think a lot of people are going to relate. I relate to the story. I think other people do. And what you just actually helped me, and I can feel everybody just, they're hearing the term show up fully as your full, show up fully is sounding different right now, because I'm now able to almost compare it to, right, not show up fully like you weren't giving it your all, show up fully with all your compartments together, like show up fully, or maybe not all of them, because you're pretty exuberant, but maybe show up with knowing that any one of those compartments can stand forward, can come forward, and the acceptance and that love. So showing up fully to say, sure, all the parts in me I love, and I'm healing all the parts. Because when you said that, and you were saying about in grade school or high school, that's...
This started in elementary school, grade school, so...
Right. So imagine just if everybody said, oop, this part of me is good, but not... all the time, because it won't work in that group or this group. And so that is a wound. And that wound is ourselves not, it's putting a little bit of a, what's it called when you only have a certain amount of time to do something? Like restrictions. Restriction is a wound. The wound going, you can only do this time, and when this, and if the condition's right. And I can see that becoming a chronic thing that we can do in life for safety.
Yeah.
So that was a great story on that one.
Thanks. I didn't plan to say it, but somehow when you were sharing about your socks, it came to me.
You know what? I have to say, I actually have a full drawer for Christmas clothes now. There's Christmas tights, Christmas t-shirts.
Well, I have a full drawer of fun socks.
Ooh,
yoga socks, baking socks.
Baking socks.
I have cat socks. I have dog socks. I have art socks. I have all kinds of socks, depending.
And all those socks can be together. I just like that, showing up fully. The word "fully" has actually been a big word this week. Fullest. Imagine to your fullest. No restrictions. And when I think of chronic, I mean, this is an interesting thing. Chronic is perpetual. It's a repeating, ongoing thing, which they have no restrictions, but it can be to a detrimental effect. So maybe the question for the divine right now is around how to fully, how to support the system fully, so that it doesn't go negatively chronic. Like, because chronic really implies long-term, ongoing, and painful.
I would guess so. I never thought about that, but I think chronic shyness, that's painful. Yeah. So, but how about something like how to be fully you when you have this systemic wound? How to show up as fully you? How can you do, you know, there may be things that you need to do to make it feel safe for you. But how do you show up more fully? How do you become more fully you?
And the restrictions.
Be more fully you, right? Like my husband says, be no Emmy Grace. So be more fully you. Even in the face of the system, you're not going to necessarily dismantle it overnight. While it's possible to do that, a lot of us would feel naked if we did. So we need to peel the layer of the onion.
And that was important. And we would feel naked with it immediately removed because we've identified with it. That's right. So I love that part of the question to add there, because to fully be us, but that we need that identity thing to come into there. That's why I love that. to fully become ourselves and not to drop completely the identity, but to heal the identity that we have created around the wound, with the wound.
And when we fully are ourselves, right, was it in this reading that I did? No, I don't think so. It wasn't something I was transcribing yesterday. But when we fully are ourselves, then we do we're no longer identifying with the wound because we're being us. We're identifying with the truth of who we are.
Yes, that is beautiful.
Okay,
we'll still have the divine help, you know, but...
Yeah, absolutely. So in case this is the first time you're listening here, I'm going to get silent for a little bit and deepen the connection with the divine. There's like the divine portal here. And then I'll greet the divine and turn it over to them.
All right.
Yeah. So it might be a couple seconds of silence. So not going anywhere, going deeper. Hello, Divine. So grateful for your assistance and for your speaking and for the help that you can give us all in this, how to be more fully ourselves when we have these wound systems and how to heal and, you know, decrease and the identification with the wound, break free of it. And, you know, how can we start that process? And where do we go? We appreciate this question because with this question, you acknowledge that much work has taken place to attempt to keep you safe from the wound, to keep the wound from getting reopened and re-triggered. So much protective mechanism has occurred. Many things you have done, thought, said, wanted to do, not wanted to do. So much effort has been put into these systems. And the purpose of the system is to protect you and to protect the wound. And so it is not something that is awful, that is something that you've done that is shameful. It is not anything like that. It is a self-protective mechanism. And you all need self-protection. The more that you step into the truth of who you are, the easier it is to be vulnerable and to show up fully you and need less, and then you need less protection because nothing can steal the truth of who you are. Nothing can hurt the truth of who you are. But the wounds, they hurt and they get hurt again and they get hurt again. And so acknowledging the woundedness. I'm wounded. Oh, there goes the wound again. And then don't make it bigger than it is. It's just the wound. It is the wound. Here it is. And allow yourself to be with the wound long enough to hear what the wound has to say to you. Oh, the wound is here. What does it have to say? If a friend shows up, they show up at your door, or they show up in your inbox or in one of your social media, in your social media post or messaging, you would hear what they have to say. They say, "Hey, how are you doing?" You wouldn't be like, "Oh, they showed up, go away." And so treat the wound with the same respect. It is not here to hurt you. It is not here to rob you. It is here as a healing mechanism. Every wound brings with it the mechanism for self-healing. And so the wound is here. And so recognize it. So the first thing to do is recognize it and don't judge it. Don't run away from it. Don't dismiss it. Don't avoid it. Simply be with it and hear what it has to say. And then we offer you this. Have compassion for yourself and for the wound. Start with that compassion. Start with the compassion that you would have for someone else who is wounded, someone that you care for deeply, if they shared with you their wound. how much compassion would you have for them? Start with compassion. Compassion will take you so much further than vigilance and judgment and having to heal in a way that is vigilant, that it is a way that is, I have to, I must. Simply sit with it. Have compassion for yourself. You are wounded. All humans are wounded. And we are here to help you heal the wound. And many are here to help you heal the wound. And so to show up more as fully you, first, stop fighting the wound. Stop pushing it away. Stop avoiding it. Stop feeling like you wish it was gone. And it's okay to desire the healing of the wound, but not from a place of fighting it. Simply embrace that you are wounded. And then, when you can do that, the path to healing is so much more clear for you. It is so much more readily available. And it is here. It is here, and it is so visible for you. So first, start with the compassion for the wound, the compassion for yourself. And then we have so much more to say about this, but we want you to understand that compassion is the starting point, that acknowledging that the wound is there is the starting point, that being with the wound, being okay with the wound, and that is acceptance, is the starting point. And we will continue with this same message after you go on break. Ooh, 11:39. Okay. So yes. They know the time. I don't know the time. Yeah. They have so much to say. I was slowing them down. They were just
like off the races. We have much more to say on that, and a few things came up for me as well. So when we come back from break, more to delve into, including depression and sadness, which came up there for me. So we'll see you guys in a few minutes.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalyn Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business by tuning in on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Mountain. Join me for your light language activation and let's magnetize and monetize.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
And we do have magic toys. I love that commercial.
I know. We both love that commercial.
Humans have magic toys. I love it. We do. And one of those magic toys, you have this wonderful magic toy, and we all do, but you've been able to share it with us. And that is, I'm just for all the listeners coming back and joining us and fresh and start and new, is that Noemi actually has a beautiful time communicating, having conversations with the divine, with source, and able to
bring questions and get clarity around things, especially during this series of Living Beyond the Womb. I keep saying the, I just really want to say the Living Beyond Wombs. And I'm going to let you unwrap it a little bit, what you remember, we can let them just go again. But the one thing that really came up to me and I was feeling is, yes, depression and sadness, but there was something around, and I got an image or a memory even of when finally you, I don't want to say succumb, but when you see a wound and you're sitting with it. And you know how when your little kid might do this, well, finally they've been bad and their mom says, okay, you've been behaving badly, or you did this thing, and they finally just break down crying because, not that they've been caught, but there's a liberation, I guess, too, of like, all right, mom knows I feel bad, I did something wrong, but she still loves me, she's hugging me. And then they just kind of break down in that crying mode. I'm just wondering, how can we, when we don't maybe have our mom to hug, or we're sitting there with our own wounds, if maybe Source could say, how do we embrace ourselves during that time of, there's the wound, I see it, and all right, here we go, I've got to do something in this, I've got to heal this. And it's hard, and we can.
Yeah. I believe they did talk about compassion and acceptance and being with it and being with yourself. But when you mentioned depression, the divine said yes. So there is definitely a connection between the wound, right? A chronic wound and depression. And depression is one of the most, as a psychotherapist, one of the most underdiagnosed things. Very few people that I've met have never been depressed, you know. So we experience depression on many levels. Of course, severe major depression is something that's very debilitating. But we all experience some level of depression, and there's a connection with the wounds. So, and they had more to say from what they were, where they were. So why don't we just dive in?
All right.
And this time maybe we won't run up to the hour, divine. Let's give us a few minutes afterwards, please. The last few times they're like 11:59.
So say goodbye, everyone. Yes.
Okay. So let's dive in with that and see, continue that. So when we have the compassion, the acceptance, and we're being more fully with ourselves, you know, there's that depression, there's that identification with the wounds, and see how can we heal. Turning all this over to you, Divine, for more wisdom, more grace. And we are here with you, with more wisdom and grace. And yes, depression is highly associated with wounds. While depression becomes biochemistry, and biochemistry in itself becomes depression, there is a starting point for almost all depression that is in the wound. It is in the woundedness. As the wound starts to expand in your life and gets to the point where it afflicts and affects the bulk of your life in some way, it can lead to a separation between you and what we call the true self, the truth of who you are, not the person that you think you are, which is your ego self, and the person that you feel like you should be because people want you to be that way, or the person that you feel that you should be because that's the expectation you have of yourself. But with the truth of who you are, that true self is unwounded. The truth of who you are is the essence of you that is divine and human. And it is unwounded. And so to live in the truth of who you are living outside of the wound. Doesn't mean that you don't have wounds. It means that you are not living there. And when you live there, when your address is wound 101 or wound 10,001, when that is your address, when that is your living place where you reside, oh, then you're identified. You see yourself as wounded. You identify with the wound. You are surviving the wound. The wound is with you all the time. You're aware of it as you go throughout your day. How is the wound? You check in with it. Is it okay? Is it being triggered? Am I feeling sad? Am I feeling hurt? Am I feeling humiliated, betrayed, abandoned, depressed? And so depression, on a spiritual level, is about separation from the truth of who you are. And the more that you are wounded and the more that you live in the wound, the more you become separated. And that separation causes great pain. And people who have severe depression are in great pain. Their life is painful. Going through the whole day is painful. It takes so much energy. It takes their life force. And you lose your life force. Your life force is being sapped by the wound. And the wound is not doing this to harm you, to hurt you. The wound is not doing this in some kind of intentional way. It is that the wound has become, as was said, systemic. It has become, it has reached its tentacles into every aspect of your life. And the wound is there. And the wound is showing up. And you may not be showing up. And when you are not showing up outside of the wound, when you are not showing up as the truth of who you are, the wound, it takes over your life slowly, 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 as if it has these tentacles, and it reaches into the area of relationships, and it reaches your thoughts, and it reaches your behaviors, your actions, your choices. It reaches every belief that you have. Eventually, if the wound is chronic enough, deep enough, painful enough. And so, as Noemi Gray said, it becomes an organizing principle. You are organized to protect the wound. And so, to come out of that and to come out of the separation from your true self and to come out of that depression is so vitally important. Start to know who you are. The mantra that was in the reading earlier at the beginning of this program, I remember who I am. This is a very powerful mantra because it taps into the truth. This is the truth. I remember who I am. You do know who you are. You have forgotten, but there are many things that you've forgotten. That doesn't mean that you don't know them and you are not accessing it. So when you've forgotten, you've lost the access. It doesn't mean that that truth is not with you. It means that the access has gotten clouded. The access has gotten covered and hidden. And so accessing the truth of who you are, desiring this, starting to see yourself with more compassion, starting to embrace the truth of who you are. And if you don't know who you are, then ask those that love you, because they know. They see you. Yes, many of you feel like the people that love you the most see your flaws the most, but no one sees your flaws more than you. And even if they see your flaws, they see the truth. They see the beauty. They see the grace that you are, the brilliance, the kindness, the compassion, the joy, the peace, the fun-loving, the beauty that you are. You are all so beautiful. And so seek to reunite with the truth of who you are. Recognize that you have identified yourself with the wound and see when that identification is showing up. Oh, coming from the wound again. Oh, I've lashed out. Oh, I'm feeling they hurt me. They tried to hurt me. I'm feeling the need to cringe and retreat. When you feel all of that, when that is what the dialogue is going on in your mind and the behaviors and the choices that you're making, recognize you're identified with the wound and you're not identified with the unwounded place within you. There is an unwounded place within all of you, and it is your true essence. It is the core of you. It is. You all, many of you talk about core wounds, and those are deep and systemic, but there is a core truth and a core essence of you that is beyond wound. It is unable to be wounded. Learn to access that. Meditate. Be someone who is willing to receive help and healing from those who can help and heal. And be willing to help and heal yourself. Notice the choices you're making. Are they preserving the wound? If they are, they are preserving your separation from yourself. Be willing to step out of the wound and step into the heart of who you are. And that is magnificent for all of you. And all of you, if you live from this place, you will be in many ways invulnerable to wounding, because the wound will hit you, but you won't identify with it. You won't, it won't sting with the same magnitude. It won't go to the core of your being, because the core of your being will be healed. And really, best way to heal is to be the truth of who you are, to be fully you, to show up as you, to dare to be you. The more that you dare to be you, the more that you experience automatic healing. Recognize you are separated if you are in the wound, and choose to know who you are. If you don't know who you are and you have no way that you can see to discover it, sit in silence, sit with us and ask us. Ask us to reveal it, and we will reveal it. We may say words. We may often reveal through synchronicity events and people and things, that words that you hear and read that speak to the truth of what it is that you are wanting to know that is on your heart. We are here to help you. Don't forget that we exist. We are here. We exist through all time and space, and we exist in your heart, and we exist in that place within you that is unwounded. We are in great gratitude for your listening, and we are complete. Namaste.
Oh, so much goodness. That was so helpful, and so many good things in there. Noemi, I have to say one thing. I had to highlight this one. This one's going to go on a meme for sure, but it's
okay.
Preserving the wound is preserving the separation from yourself.
That was pretty powerful. Yes.
Yeah, I love that one. And there's, oh gosh, I wrote so many things down, but I they were being funny. I like the, if don't make the wound your address. You're not living from the wound. 101 or 101. I love that one. And part of you is unable to be wounded. That is so beautiful in and of itself, because just if you could believe that, just start by believing that no matter what, just part of you, you don't know where yet, maybe we need to ask and look and have help, but there is a part of you that is unable to be wounded. That was like, those are my favorite highlights.
Oh, and those are wonderful. And I love that. And yeah, the more that we discover, and I think they said the easiest way, or there was something that they, an adjective, the easiest way or the best way to heal is to become more fully the truth of who you are. So I was like, wow, recognize
automatic healing.
The automatic healing. That was it. Automatic healing. Wow. That was cool.
And also, too, I love this one. There's so many good ones. Is the wound is showing up, you're not showing up. So when having that depression and the separation, of course, we really, there was a lot. We need almost to take that little part there and go into that deeper maybe next time. But I love that one. That is so important to find it. Who's showing up right now? We talk about showing up in our fullest self. But if it's not our fullest self, guess who is showing up then? The wound. And I was like, oh, God, I love that. It's so helpful to know these things. And everybody, this is why we do this. This is why we show up twice a month. You know, second and fourth Mondays at 11 a.m. Eastern here on Access to Angels and Grace. And Noemi is just sharing such beautiful, I love that you're able to sit with us, with the divine, and allow that to come through. And these words of wisdom and grace just comes through.
Yeah.
So let's invite everybody to connect with us, share how you're feeling. How are you living beyond wounds? How would you like help to live beyond wounds? And you can reach out to Noemi Grace, you know, Facebook page, Lisa Berry Facebook page, or we can email you, Noemi.
Yes. Noemi Grace author at gmail.com.
That's perfect.
And, yes. And because there are five Mondays this month, we are actually going to be this show will be playing for the next two Mondays at 11.
Okay.
And then it will be December 14th that we will be back. And after the show, Lisa will be, I believe we're still doing this, interviewing me about about what it's like to channel and how I don't know what else she'll ask, but it's something about how what it's like for me to channel, and she has questions as she always does. So that will be fun and will be on her Facebook page. So
go live. So if you want to show up there, so we're inviting you to there because you have questions, perhaps like maybe you'd like to tune into your own intuition and how do you possibly get messages and just the experience. I think it'll be very interesting for everybody to know how you're showing up for these shows and what you're going through and experiencing and how it feels. So definitely lots of fun we're going to have in December. So you said December 14th, correct? That's the date?
I believe that's the date. I looked it up before the show. Let's see if I still remembered it correctly after all of that. Let's see. Yes, Monday, December 14th. Yes.
Okay, great. Well, we'll see everybody then, and happy, happy Thanksgiving. So much gratitude and thankfulness and just appreciation during this entire weekend always, but a little extra nudge is always helpful, right? Noemi, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. And just have a happy week for you, because I know your Thanksgiving is complete. And we will be back.
We'll be back. Connect with us. We love you all. Bye.
Yes, we do. Bye. Bye, Lisa.